Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm
Hello.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy, can you
Yeah.
hear me? Hi, this is
Yeah.
Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll, and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. We're all
No.
retired.
Oh, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
We're retired. We're in our 70s and 80s.
Okay, thank you. And now it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
Oh,
vote?
definitely.
Oh, definitely
Definitely.
vote. Thank you. May I ask you what's your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm 76.
76. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
I am satisfied, I would say.
Thank you.
But that's a really tricky question because it depends on, it's too general. There are some problems in this country, but I am happy with the current administration. You should ask that, maybe.
Oh, I think you will find a question that is gonna be a little bit like that related. Just now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 15 means that
Okay.
you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no idea or have no opinion of what the person or organization that I'm talking about, please let me know. I have an option for that.
Okay.
Have you heard about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Of teachers? Yes,
Yeah.
I have heard of that. Yeah.
Okay. And how do you feel towards that organization from 0 to 100?
I really don't know the question. How do I feel about the American Federation of Teachers?
The particularly the scale is from 0 to 100. It's what it is, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 15 means that
I have
you.
heard of them, but I really don't know what they stand for.
Oh, okay. So you have no opinion. Okay. Sure, no problem. Have you, well, I think you do, but it's just part of the protocol. Have you heard about the Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
Sure.
And do you have an opinion about it?
I feel positive toward it.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, how favorable are you to them?
Okay, I'll just say 100.
100. Thank you. How do you feel, how favorable do you think about the public schools?
I feel very favorable toward the public schools.
Very
So
favorable.
100.
100. Thank you. How do you feel about the public school teachers?
I'll go 100 again.
100. Thank you. How do you feel your local school board?
I would have to say 50 because I really don't know who the local school board is.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard about the critical race theory, or CRT?
Yes, I have.
And how favorable do you feel about it from 0 to 100?
Oh, I'd say 100.
100, thank you. How favorable are you to the public charter schools?
I'd say 50.
50, thank you. The other two are political personas. So the first one is Joe Biden. How favorable do you feel towards him from 0 to 100?
100.
100. Thank you. And how favorable do you feel towards Donald Trump?
0.
0. Thank you. Generally speaking, this is a different part. How would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Well, I feel like I would say, now wait, what were my chances or my choices there?
Oh, the first option, it's excellent. The second one, it's good. The third one is just fair. And the fourth one, it's poor.
Well, I'd say good.
Good. Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, are staying the same, or are growing worse?
What if I don't have an opinion? Because I really don't know.
Oh,
I'm not involved with the public schools.
Oh, actually, for every single question I give you, I think I forgot to mention this, if you feel like you don't have an opinion or you don't know, please let me know, because we have an option for that, okay?
Okay, well, I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. So let's move on. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students
at all. I'd say somewhat. Somewhat.
Oh, actually, there are different topics, so it's totally fine. I mean, for example, the first topic, it's compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. How well do you think they are prepared for it from 0 to 10?
Oh, I'd say 5. I really. Okay,
thank you. The next topic says develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for it?
I'd say 5 again.
5. Thank you. The next topic says understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for that?
I think a 5 again. I don't think they're well prepared for it. There's a lot of people are, you know,
okay,
giving them trouble over that.
I think
it's important, but I don't think they're probably not allowed to do what they need to do.
Oh, perfect. That's actually your point of view is what we're seeking. So thank you for sharing that with us. The next topic says, be ready for higher education such as college. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for that?
Again, I'd say 5.
5, thank you. The next one says, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How well do you think they are prepared for that from 0 to 10?
I'd say 5 again.
5, thank you. And the last one says, develop social skills. How well do you think they are prepared for that?
You know, you're talking to someone who has no idea, because, you know, I don't have anything to do with the public schools anymore. But I'd say 5 again. That puts it in the middle of the road. 5.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, yes, everyone's perspective is really important to us. Thank you. Would you say that your stay is spent not enough, is spent too much, or spends just about the right amount on public school education?
I say not enough, for sure.
Not enough, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? The options are a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Oh, I'd say a lot. It's been all over the news.
Oh, okay. Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you said you agree then?
Yeah, it's all political.
Oh, okay. So would you strongly?
Because it's not taught in the those schools anyway.
I see. So would you strongly or somewhat agree with that?
Agree with what? That it's not taught?
Oh, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's all politics. Yes.
Okay. But do you agree strongly or somewhat?
Do I agree that it's all about politics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I
mean, the options are strongly agree or somewhat agree. Which one do you feel more comfortable with?
I guess strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
I've heard a lot about it.
A lot, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay, or just three. The first statement is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I strongly agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with us?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The next one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you support or oppose the idea, okay? The first idea says giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you support or oppose that?
I oppose parents having the right to do or the ability to do that.
The idea itself, would you say you support it or oppose it? Would you say?
I'm not understanding that question at all. What is the question?
Let me explain to you. I'm gonna read you a list of ideas that some people think will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, I need to know if you support the idea or if you oppose the idea. Okay.
I don't know what you're saying. 80 what?
I'm going to read you some ideas that some people.
Oh, ideas. Okay. Now I understand. Ideas. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't understand what you're saying. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The first idea states. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you support or oppose this idea?
I oppose that idea.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. The next idea states, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose this?
I still do. That question is whether I now say that again. I'm having a hard time understanding you. Go ahead and say that again.
I'm so sorry. It's breaking up from my end too. I'm sorry. Let me read that again for you.
Okay.
The idea is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose this?
Well, I support that they could do that.
Okay. Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support that. Teachers are professionals, and they can't acquiesce to every parent's idea about what they should be doing. That would be just awful.
Thank you. The next idea says adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Do you support or oppose this?
I strongly support that idea.
Thank you. The next idea says making it easier for parents to challenge books in the school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose this?
I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And the last idea states increasing discipline in school. Do you support or oppose that?
Increased discipline?
Yeah, in schools.
I oppose that.
As strongly
that's
or
too
somewhat?
General. Strongly, and that's just such a general question.
Yeah. That was the idea. Thank you for that. Some U.S. cities, I mean, this is a different part. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I strongly support that idea.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you three arguments.
How much longer is this going to take?
Well, actually, we have reached the 90% of the survey. We're about to finish.
Okay, good. 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm going to read you just these three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, means 5 it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
The first argument says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you think this is from 0 to 10?
Well, I support the idea that I strongly support the idea that you should be able to teach those things. Is that what you just asked me?
Oh, no. I mean, this is different. This is, these are arguments. These are arguments, and these arguments, we are trying to, we want to know from your perspective how convincing this argument is from 0 to 10, where 0 represents not at all convincing, 10 represents very convincing, and 5 somewhat convincing.
But the question was, that was a long, drawn-out question, and I'm not sure I understood all of it. You're trying to determine,
yep.
Say the question. What is the question?
Okay, I read to you the argument. This argument, what we're trying to know, it's from your perspective of how you receive it. This is an argument that some others might make about education in America. So we want you to rate it from 0 to 10 of how convincing is this argument for you.
Well, I didn't understand the argument. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I can totally read it for you. Would you like me to reread it for you? Oh, sure.
You can reread it, or you can just summarize it. I don't care.
Well, actually, I cannot summarize it. I'm not allowed to do that, but I'm going to be more than happy to reread it for you. It says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Oh, well, I strongly agree with that.
Okay, but from 0 to 10, how convincing do you think it is, this argument?
10.
10. Thank you. The next argument says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor our banned books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, and discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you think this is from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? If school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you think this is?
10.
10. Thank you. Okay, this is the last question about the survey. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following two statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Oh, strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Just a second. Public school students should learn about the history and racism and the slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with us?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Okay. We're going to change the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We want to know who we are receiving information from. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied? And stop me when I say your category. Okay.
Okay.
1 to 11th grade. High school graduated. Some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD.
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
I'm retired.
Retire. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single? Are you separated? Are you divorced or are you widow?
I'm married.
Married. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
You said very liberal?
Very liberal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more?
I don't attend religious services.
Never?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, thank you. It's just that was one of the options, so that's why I asked you. For each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Are you or anyone in your household born evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
No. Are you or anyone in your household an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban? Would you say it's suburban? Or would you say it's rural?
It's urban.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Urban.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the answer?
It's urban. U-R-B-A-N.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Okay. And who do you represent?
I'm sorry?
So what is the organization that's getting this survey, taking the survey?
Oh, I'm sorry. The line is breaking up a lot. I couldn't hear what you said.
What is the organization you represent in taking this survey?
Oh, we are doing it for National Opinion Service. It's a third party.
Okay. All right. Well, then I hope you get some good answers.
Oh, yes. Every answer is a good answer. And thank you so much again for your time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.